This again, Chad, I found it a little more difficult. I think I made some headway, and I'd like to share with you guys now. Just isolating the issues and trying your best to kind of put your finger on and seeing how they sort of handle it. It was a little bit difficult. So let's get a head start. We'll read the Gemara. And the best way to kind of do that, the best way to get a handle on a deeper perspective of the sugya is just, first step is to read the Gemara and kind of enumerate the list of the major questions or issues that you're going to have about you on this Gemara. And then hopefully we'll see how the Rishonim begin to address them, and we'll see what that takes us with the Lumbus. But we're going to, okay, let's get started. Who wants to read the Gemara? All right, Gadi, go for it. Rabbi Amar. We'll stop here for a second. Any issues you'd want to raise on this Gemara? If you were learning this in your own Bechavrusa, what comments would you make? What things would you bring up? What? Number one, the Lashon of my Masrinam based on funny Lashon. What's really the Gemara asking? At first, with simple Pesha, what's the Gemara asking? What are you chayiv? Mishum my chayiv, or mishum my mechayiv, or what av malacha did you do? The Lashon of Masrinam is a funny Lashon. Now, it could just be a code word for what malacha did you do, in which case you wouldn't make such a big deal out of it. My masrina bay is basically a code word for saying, what malacha did you do? By the way, that's one option. Alternatively, the question might really be about the nature of hasra, meaning the answer may be, the machlokas Rabba and Rav Yosef, or the question is really, how do you give hasra for these type of actions? Not what malacha did you do, but how do you give hasra? The answer is, Rabba Mishum Choresh Rav Yosef Omer Mishum Zoraya, that machlokas may depend upon the nature of either, if the first mahalach was right, it'll be the nature of how do I define which particular zuriya versus harisha? What acts fall under the zuriya category? What's considered halachic zoraya? And what's the hagdara of harisha? What's choresh? Alternatively, one could say the machlokas doesn't really revolve around what zuriya and harisha is. This is a hybrid of the two of them, or this is a combination of both, or it falls under both categories, or either category, I don't know what. But the question is, how do you give hasra for something that's not clearly classified as one of the two? That's just an alternative way of reading the Gemara. We'll return to this point, because I think this is going to be the major springboard to this question. But what this masrinan bait phrase, you can see, is a major machlokas in Rishon. We'll get back to it literally in a few minutes, but that, I think, is a major point. Any other comments on this stage of the Gemara? Yeah? Good. What's final machlokas Rav versus Rav Yosef? Anytime you have machlokas, you should ask, what's the svar for each side? We'll discuss a few possibilities in a few minutes. By the way, who's the first Rishon who addresses the black on white? Tosfos addresses the black on white right on the page. We'll get to Tosfos in a second. When we come back to it. But let's just continue reading and make our observations. The point number one is, what's the lashon of my masrinam bank? And number two is, what's the machlokas between Rav Yosef versus Rav? All right, continue, Gadi. I'm a rabbi.
I'm a rabbi. I'm a rabbi. I'm a rabbi. I'm a rabbi. I'm a rabbi. I'm a rabbi. I'm a rabbi. I'm a rabbi. I'm a rabbi. I'm a rabbi. I'm a rabbi.
Yeah, what did the Gemara just do right there? It gave the Svara seemingly for what? Each sheep. Good. Any comments about that? I had one smaller comment. Not critical. It's a little subtle. What? Yeah, what's wrong with that? It's an unprecedented phraseology. In other words, usually they say, my time is the rabba, mishum, darko shel choresh l'ripoy arah. Again, I wouldn't sit on this for too long, why the Gemara switched its phraseology. In other words, kabbalim is rabba. It makes more sense like me versus the other guy. We'll have to figure out exactly, you know, why it's a different phraseology, but I wouldn't kill myself. If I come up with something great, if not, I wouldn't sit on it too long. What's the first thought, by the way? What svar would you naturally give? Why is this a little bit different than my time of day? What?
Because actually the guy who's speaking is just you answering the question.
That's true. Okay, maybe. It could just be a technical thing that usually the Gemara is historically speaking is, you know, Ravina and Rav Asher suggesting svar for people who've lived earlier on, while here they're actually talking themselves. It could be something technical like that. Although I'd be willing to bet most times situations in Shas where they actually speak doesn't have his language either, but maybe. What else might be interesting about this lashon? What else might it imply? I thought the opposite, actually. Maybe we'll fight about it a little more. I thought Kavasti Didi Mistava means like, to say like me makes more sense. Maybe not, maybe the word more I added in. I'm not sure. Right, we'll get back to that in a second. I thought it could even apply. Okay, alright, well hold on. We'll leave that open for the rest of the Okay, continue. So now comes the sheep, now Abaye. So far we've discussed Rava and Rav Yosef. If the sugi would have ended here, we'd have no problem. We'd start to love this. However, Abaye offers a third position, which is his own. Baksha. Good. Any comments on this? Yeah. Yeah, well, the reason why it's Tzarech Leitzim is because if it would be not be Tzarech Leitzim, L'chor you would not be Chayiv on Kotzer. I think Kotzer requires it to be Tzarech Leitzim. That's just a technical answer to your question, but there is a much broader issue, which is, I think Kotzer's addressing it as well, which is, you're right, meaning, I'll take a step back. I'll give you credit for this, bringing up a correct point. We're going to talk about it in Mitzvah Shabbat even this Sunday next week. Let's take a look at Rav Kahana in a vacuum, and Mitzvah Shabbat will do that on Sunday. Don't worry about too much right now, but there is a discussion about anytime you do the malacha with a designated purpose, usually that's not the definition of the malacha. That is, I don't know, malacha shen tzrich lagufa, maybe dav shen miskavein. Meaning, there's a discussion out there, there's a machlokes ha-tanoim, Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Yehuda about malacha shen tzrich lagufa. That if you do the malacha, but not for the classic purpose, instead of digging a pit for the having the pit, you dig it for you need the dirt. Had a chofer bor vein tzarch al la'afra. You dig a pit, and the reason why you have the pit is because you want the dirt. An unclassical way of, a non-traditional way of reason for doing it. Not the standard stuff. If that's the case, so usually that's a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, Yuchayev, if you need the, it doesn't make a difference. Malach shrich l'gufa, mashu noch shrich l'gufa, it doesn't make a difference, Yuchayev always. Only Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're only chayev for malach shrich l'gufa, malach shrich l'gufa, your patura. L'chor, this case of Rabbi Kahana should be a nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Yehuda. So whether or not that's true, we'll discuss, but I don't want to get into that right now. Tosis discussed that, Tosis read, other Rishonim, I don't want to discuss that right now. That's, in other words, once we get into the details, in other words, right now I want to look at the larger study of Menachesh and Mashke, and when we get into the peripheral issues of like, how do you understand Rav Kahana? And we'll discuss Rav Kahana because it's a pretty important study. Really, Rav Kahana's sources of the Menachesh and Shabbat, Rabbi and Githa. Other issues, yeah?
You're only trying to do one thing, and Abaye should be over the boat. Rav Kahana, when you're trying.
Yeah, I'm going to address it a little bit differently. Meaning, the Gemara basically says, but you're right. The real question: how are we mitya case to Abaye? How do we deal with Shita and Abaye? You know, Abaye essentially, if you think about it, although the Gemara says, yeah, Abaye got a great point, the Kashma and Rav Yosef and Rava. One could have, if one was less textually sensitive to the presentation of the Gemara, one could have really said there are three Shitas. You have Shitas Abba, Shitas Rabbi Yosef, and Shitas Abaye. According to Rava, seemingly, you violated what? Korish. According to Zera, you violated. No, right, according to Abaye, seemingly violated. Shnana. That's seemingly Abaye's third Shita. In which case, what this? What the Bible about is over here? What if Abaye? Now we're going to have Rav and Yosef disagree with him. Abaye agree or disagree with them? What does he disagree with? How do they respond to him? And then you have Abaye's Raya, which comes from Rav Kahana, and what is this? You know, how good of a Raya really is that? Now, so I guess whatever, issue number, issue number four, we'll call it, what's the Svarat Rabaya? How did Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi dispute Rabaya? Issue number five is the legitimate implication of Rav Kahana. Is it really such a great Raya? There are two reasons why it's not such a great Raya. Number one is, before that, just simple reading, before you get the mic and I'll shout, but just simple reading. If I would ask you, is this like such a shocking about Rabbi and Rav Yosef? You're against the Bayah. You're against the Rav Kahana. Number one is, Gavra Gavra Karamas. You're attacking Amoroi with another Amoro? It's so poshut that Rabbi and Rav Yosef have to agree. Number one is Rav Kahana is a weak Raya. It's Halash. Why is there a Raya? Number one is because Gavra, Karamas. Which really means they're all Amoroi. And even if they do accept Rav Kahana, it's not so clear. Right? They could disagree. Or it could be they really think it's agree to Rav Kahana. There's several differences. For starters, well, let's see what those differences are in a second. But there's a few differences. Not the question that Rav Kahana is this unbelievably strong mind. And lastly, the Gemara says, like Kasha, if it's unanswerable, or answerable, but the Gemara didn't know the answer, I can think of a few answers. We'll build up a bias kasha. Now, what are the assumptions the bias kasha is on? We'll just undermine them quickly and figure out that there's a few differences. Okay. A bias kasha is not like unfathomably difficult. So again, then the last issue can be Rose's issue about Lashon of Rukufa. Number one is, what does Machlokes Abaye what's the Lashon of Masrin on that? Number two is, connected but independent, how do I say Machlokes Rav or Rav Yosef? Number three is, what's this Kavasim Yidim Mistabro? And again, we may or may not address that. The next issue is Abaye, the third sheet, and what's the spark for him? The next issue, that's number four. Number five is going to be Rav Kahana. Number one is, and Rav Kahana, it's such a great Raya for starters, Gavra, Gavra, Karamas, they're all on the run. Secondly, could we agree with Rav Kahana? For starters, they're talking about, maybe they're talking about Hasra. God is talking about Chiyuv Chatos. And beyond that, not only talking about a Chatos, beyond that, Rav Kahana is talking about being Zomer. They're talking about other things. And lastly, it's like an unanswered Kasha. You know, it's so shocking. What the body is Kasha based upon, by the way? The body is Kasha. What are the assumptions for a bias kasha? What's the spark for a bias kasha? Yeah?
That there's
two creative,
that you could be
kind of
two things.
Number one is, you could be chayiv, right? Yesh lechayiv, maisa echar, ha'amani. That's the first thing, right? You can be chayiv twice that one action, and not only that, but more than that, what?
Like in the case of them,
correct. It's shayach to the case of what?
So the
minachesh and mash. In other words, if Rabbi and Yosef wanted to disagree, they could say very simply, "Well, slow down, Abaye. We disagree with Rav Kahana. You can what? You can be mashayach." You can't be chai twice on one thing. And he talks to people addressing it. Like, what about the David Shasta? Maybe they disagree and say, and my folks about the David Shasta, maybe not, we'll get back to that in a little bit. But maybe they disagree with the body and say, slow down. You can't be chai two different things on one Avera. Or they could say, you can, just because it's true by being Zomer doesn't necessarily mean it's true by Menachesh and Mashiach. Those are the major issues I found on this Gemara. Could be a missing few. Could be we'll have to drop more as we go along. As we've been shown, a few more issues are going to get raised as well. So we're going to have a 3-4 days on this subject. But let's get started with the Rishon. Questions, comments, thoughts? How are you doing up here? Shaw, you with me? How are you doing? Yeah? How you doing, Ben? You good? Reuben, you? Clear? Okay. Let's just start to take a look. Let's start this first question of my machine and bake. I think that's going to really help out a lot.
The Gemara had said, my machine and bake.
What was the Gemara doing with that? And I think this will serve as a springboard, a trigger to really open up the different sheets of the Rishonim. We'll try our best to make a list of the different sheets. We're going to get 4 or 5 sheets of the Rishonim and just sort of figure out how each Rishon reads the Gemara. That's probably going to be our goal for today. And then the question is, the Lumbus, how does Rashi learn the Machlokes Rabbah versus Rabbi Yosef? How does Tosfos learn the Machlokes Rabbah versus Rabbi Yosef? How does the words of Ruah learn the Machlokes Rabbah versus Rabbi Yosef? How does the Hanan learn the Machlokes Rabbah versus Rabbi Yosef? We'll try our best to break it one step further tomorrow. I'm just going to like build the skeleton today and hopefully fill in the skeleton tomorrow. So let's start with Shifas Rashi. Or the fake Rashi on the page over here. Let's start that. Mishum Mai Masrinam Bay? Adam, are you the Rashi? Go ahead. Mishum Mai Masrinam Bay, go ahead. The one that, the fake Rashi. The one that's incognito. Mishum
Mai Masrinam Bay.
Left. Stop right there. How does Rashi translate the question of Mishum Mai Masrinam Bay? How does Rashi learn that? What? Which malacha did you do? In other words, Mai Masrinam Bay is really just what? It's a code. It's another way of phrasing, it's just another way, maybe even less clear way of phrasing, what av malacha did you do? The Mai Malacha called Chashminam Bay. What is this nechshav? Is this choresh or zoreya? And not only is that seen from the sense of part, but Rashi furthers it by saying, continue, Adam. Right, because it's certainly not kosher. In other words, the question is, what is it? And Rashi says, well, it's not kosher, so that leaves only the other two options. Right, the bad that kosher lo chashvi the chin of his cabin, li toha sabin, el atakin ha sab matobish ha sada. And Rashi tells you, choresh zoreya on kosher, avos malachos in periklal gadol. The major issue we want to pull out of it is it Zoreya or is it Choresh? That's how Rashi reads the question. However, it is worthwhile to recognize, that's point number one. That's point number one. The question is, my Masrina is really just a simin for a different question, which is, Ezer Malach. That's really how Rashi read it. In a second, there's another question opened up. We'll get to it. But this is really Shifas Rashi. Which Malach did you do? And it's interesting to note that now that the Rashi do that, the Rashi kind of tells you it's not kosher. And the truth is that probably requires people to ask from why I would have thought it was kosher and why it's really not kosher, although Menachish is pretty clear why it's not kosher, because I'm ripping things down. Rashi points out kosher is not just a random ripping, but it's ripping that is Sorech Le'etzer or something. That's what Rashi is dealing with here. Rashi said here, Zorech Choresh Kosher, there's going to be some type of conceptual overlap or unclarity. That's how Rashi thinks we got going on over here. We're going to return to that point in a second. Good. That's Shita's Rashi so far. That in other words, which is an Allah, which Allah did you do? Tosfos, does he agree or disagree with Rashi? Okay, which Tosfos are you referring to? Why do you think he disagrees? Okay, bad guess. Want to guess again? Yeah, how do you know that? The truth is you're only half right. It's a trick question. Which Tosfos could you imply that Tosfos reads the questions of Mishum Mai Masrinam Bay the same way? The Rimaskal Mishum. Let's read that. All right, hold it. Read the Rashi. Read the Tosfos. Mishum Mai Masrinam. Right, you say to him, Mishum Masrinam Bay, you tell him, Lo test the hachi sur, don't do it. Give him a farkin of the Sanhedrin, go ahead. Mikra, this exeris hakam, that says you gotta do it. Ditzarach le. I'm sorry, ditzarach le farach, shame ha'isr behedja. You have to spell out the shame ha'isr. The truth is, good, what question is, Shan Tosfos, what question is Tosfos bothered by? What is Tosfos doing? What's his question and what's his answer? Yeah? His questions are questions. Why did it say Masrinam? And what's his answer?
Because there's a halach in Sanhedrin, which is called Hasra, and you can't just be Masra Kwali, general, be careful you do something wrong, you have to be Masra specifically. And he says one more word. Where did that come from, by the way? How do I know if you master with the shame ha'isr? There's that God. We'll see, with Hashem, a little bit later on, that Tosfos Rid actually disagrees with this Tosfos, and that will be another issue to raise with the Machlokes Tosfos and Tosfos Rid, but this is an issue that came up in the Rishonim, not with the Gemara, so I'm leaving with that, but maybe that will get back to it. Tosfos says, if it didn't call Hasra, if it dared to cut, you have to give the shame ha'isr. And the reason I'm mentioning that now is because why? What is the shame ha'isr? Is it Choresh or Zoraya? There's another discussion also that we're going to get back to that comes out in the Hoshes as well, which is not my business right now. But when you warn someone for Shabbos, what do you have to say? Be careful you're breaking Shabbos. Be careful, I'll start with the most general. Be careful you're doing something Aser. Be careful you're doing something Aser and Shabbos. Be careful you're doing Zoraya. Be careful you're doing Menachish, which is a Tola of Zoraya. Be careful, you're doing Menachish. Which one of these are good enough? Are all of them good enough? Some of them. So from Tosfos, you get the impression, what must you do? Not specific, you can't just say a Shabbos, but more than that, you have to warn. In other words, that's what the Machlokes is. Why does it say my Masrina? Why does it say which law did you do? Because it's not just that, what we want, because you say Menachish, that's not good enough. How do you actually have to give the Hasra? You have to say Choresh, you have to say Zoray, you gotta give the Ah. That's a major Machlokes in Shon as well, which makes someone get back to later on as well. However, those are peripheral points that come out of those no words would be worthwhile to hang on to, but Tosfos essentially said the same as Rashi, which is, what Malacha did you do? Good. And by the way, this is not just Tosfos and Rashi, I thought this was a good thing. Hang on. Good. And now the question is, what Malacha did you do? Rabbi holds you did Choresh, Rabbi Yosef holds you did Zoraya. Now the question I have to ask is, what? What's behind this Machlokes? Why would you say you did Choresh versus Zoraya? Now the truth is, what's behind this Machlokes? So Tosfos has an interesting approach to it, which is, it's not how to be Ma'adir the Maisa of Harisha versus Zoraya, but rather the question is, Maisa versus Mapsha. That's what Tosfos said in the second next note. Kamarapayara, the Basrika Hamalacha Adlina, the Domalachorish, Rabbi Yosef, Hamagab, the Malacha, Domalachorish, Machshevis, and Nefesh Lavar, Ripuyara. Ubahabligi, the Rabbi Sabal of Basra, Maisa, Mizamina, below Achra Hamachshav, Rabbi Yosef, Sabal of Basra, Machshav Adlina, to have your Iker, below Adlina, Basra, Matinim. According to us, it's the Machlokes about Maisa versus Machsha. We'll have to go back and analyze that a little bit more carefully when we do the Lumpus of it. Maybe someone do the Lumpus, we'll pull the Lumpus tomorrow. How does Tosfos analyze Machlokes Maisa versus Machsha? We'll have to sharpen that a little bit, I think, and there are also some textual. I'll make one or two quick textual points over here. By the way, if you were an analyzer, if you were an Amora, and you wanted to know, and have Shabbos, what would you quicker choose to go Bunsen Maisa or Bunsen Machsha? Maisa, right? Isn't that Pasha? Why would you say Basar Machshava versus Basar Maisa? And what does it even mean, Basar Machshava? If let's say you are being Borer, but you have Kavana to be Zriya, Zoraya, you're just like an idiot. I don't know, you think you're planning, you're really separating raisins from peanuts. No one would say you're really Chayvan Zoraya. So what does Machshava mean, yeah? Right, there has to be some type of similarity enough that if you're totally way off and you're trying, you know, it has to be not just what you think, but like somehow the mice has to reflect that matchup. Okay. Still, which would you have initially thought made more sense, by the way? Mice or matchup? Mice. And by the way, Tosfos, I think, is aware of that as well. How do I know that Tosfos has an easier time explaining Rav versus Rav Yosef? There are a few textual nuances that believe me to think so. He's willing to accept Rabbi Yosef, even Amor. If you look at Tosfos carefully, there are several textual nuances which showed you that there wasn't necessarily a fair fight in his mind. What textual nuances? Just quickly, I want to know, get back to the larger picture. Afal Gav is for sure one of them.
Rabbi Yosef, even though you would have naturally thought that way, still, machshavas hanefesh lav l'ripo yara. That's one point, correct? What else? Fine, is that a hand or no? Which words? Well, he says that below us in hamais a machshava. That's actually not the right point. Do you follow that? Meaning when Rosh and Rabbi Yosef says below us lina basra dinyon, or also he spoke about Rabbi, said below us lina, below after ha machshava. He adds in the word azlina and basra, but I don't think that's really critical. There is another asymmetry, which is? Where does it do that? Which word? How do you see that? Basra machshava azlina, and he said, Rabbi sabra basra maisa azlina. Oh, you're saying, okay, that's a fair point. That's number code. I thought of three things. This is one of them, correct? That Tosfos made this point on the Divrei Hamaskol, Kamarabe Ara, Rabbi makes a lot of sense. And then like, whoa, slow down. What the heck is what Yosef thinking? And the answer is, oh, well, I'll come up with something. There's one more third textual observation, which is the Havya Ikra. You see that, by the way, at the end? Rabbi Yosef suffered Basra Machshava Azlina, the Havya Ikra. Why does he have to say that? Because you would have asked, why would anyone go Basra Machshava? And the answer is, apparently when it comes to certain things, Machshava the Ikra. What things? I assume because Shabbos is Malach, Machshava is Asra Torah, and because Shabbos is not just random acts, but it has to, if it's a Dutchman of Scavenge, it's Machshava from Lagufa. In other words, there's certain things that Torah Asra Malach, Machshava, so I assume here that's what he has in mind. With the Lashon of the Havi Ikr as well as the Afal Gav, the Rimasa seems to be like folks initially thought Rabbi made more sense. In a Hinah. Rashi. Does Rashi learn the Machlokas to be Maisa versus Machshava? It's difficult to argue yes. The question is, can you prove no, or could you just not know? Take a look at this Rashi again. Mishum my Masrina then. Who is reading the Rashi? And read again. The Maimalach of Kafar Shvina Lai. Yeah, it's not bad, good enough. Could you prove anything from this Rashi? I'm not convinced by thought, maybe what? Well, I'm not sure. The Vade Kotu lo chashvinim she'enu miskabin li tol ha'asav. I don't know if it's talking about a kavanah klalit or kavanah specific to kotzer, because kotzer requires tzara kla'itim. So I'm not sure that point is correct about that. Yeah, did you want to say? Same thing? I thought the exact opposite. I thought about the fact that Rashi says this does not fall under the hagdara of kotzer. The question is, how do you? There definitely is another way of learning. I think it's the Rashi over here, I'm not convinced, but I think so. That the machlokas is not about Maisa versus Machshava, but it's about different ways of Hagdaras HaMaisa. There definitely is such a possibility. I thought it was Rashi, I think it's because. I'm not convinced, but I think it's because. Okay, so that. There definitely is no way to learn besides Tosfos. That's the question. There's no way, the only way to learn is Maisa versus Machshava. Tosfos knows he's saying it. The question is, could I find anyone who disagrees with this? And I don't think anyone's ever crystal clear, but I thought Rashi had applied it. Let me just tell you where I'm coming from. Are you going to attack me or no? Okay. You said that nicely. I'll tell you where I think temper first. The Vadaik, in other words, the Maim Malacha Kachashvina, right? What Malacha is it considered? The Vadaik Kotra Lo Chashvina, She'en Miskabin Litol Ha'asav and El Latakin Ha'asav Matov Shebisada. Even though kotzer is tricky because the definition of kotzer is miskaving to tzarech ha'etim, even though the definition of kotzer is tzarech ha'etim, he's telling me this does not fall under the definition of kotzer. And I think that's why Rashi brings that up. Meaning, it's either under the definition of zoreya or under the definition of charisha. It's either a pu'ula of zoreya or a pu'ula of charisha, but it's not a pu'ula of kotzer. Because it doesn't fall into the definition of the pool of kotzer. Now it happens to be that the pool of kotzer has tzarech leitzim, which is by chance a kavanah-oriented thing. I think Rashi learned the other way. However, for people in the room who don't like my view in Rashi, I'm not convinced of it. I don't think it's a black-on-white deal. At least we'll raise it as another possibility, if not the Chan Rashi. So, you know, what do you want to say? Well, then he would wait to say that later. I mean, what does Rashi gain by saying it's not Kotzer now? Because Rashi really thought it should have been Kotzer. Now, the simple reason why he thinks it's Kotzer is because of Menachesh is, like Rashi explained, is being Tolish Asav, Tolish. To the guy that went to the Sefer Shabbos, Tolish should be Kotzer. You're ripping something out of the ground. Of course that's Kotzer. The answer is, it's not Kotzer. So it could just be a technical thing Rashi saying, you would have thought it's Kotzer. It's not Kotzer. However, Rashi doesn't say, if you would have thought it's Kotzer, I'll tell you not. He's saying, Divadai Kotzer lo chashvina. And therefore the question is, what is it? You with me? Meaning it's not just like, it's not that Rashi said it either Zoraya or Choresh. And if you would have thought it was Kotzer, I'll solve the problem. It's almost as if Rashi is saying, because it's not Kotzer, well, what does it fall under? But if you get the impression of talking about Hagdaras Hamalachos more than overall question of Maisa Mashava. Okay, that's my deal. I sharpened it a little bit just now. But the Vad I helped a lot also, I think. Again, I'm not convinced that I'm right. If this Rashi or the fake Rashi would walk in here and be like, oh, my mom, you're totally distorting my Torah, I would say, okay, fine. You know, I think the Shabbos and Tosin is correct. This, maybe. In any event, good. Before I move on just to other Rishonim and how they present things, let's move on to other Rishonim. Could anyone, from what the Ur Zaruah had said, could you figure out, is he like Rashi, or like the way we learned Rashi, like Tosfos, or completely different? The Ur Zaruah. The Ur Zaruah had made 2 points. Like Tosfos, why? Correct.
Now, the first thing is like, the Ur Zaruah, because I soon learned like Tosfos, how do I know? Because he quoted a sugya in Menachem, who said that Machlokes, Rava versus Rava, there is the exact same thing as Rava versus Rav Yosef here. Whereas I mentioned that Rava goes to Shikas, I work this book, it's enough of the requirement to come fishermen are fishing, and they throw the net in the water, and they try their best to come up with fish. And turns out what's inside the net? Yeah. Didn't Marlo Shamash Tavatino Bayam? Who parsed it through the lalo, the dog, and the Latino, the dog, you didn't know that there was a baby drowning in the water, you threw your fish, and I didn't like my fish, I said it's baby life, as well as fish. Rav Amar, Hotter, Rav Amar, Ha. Now, certainly, you're allowed to say the baby life. You just had no idea you were doing it. So, on one hand, the act that you've done is what? Should be totally much of a cause. It's the blood nefesh to save a baby's life, certainly will allow you to accidentally catch some fish. Rav Amar Chai. What's the reason why? Rav Amar Chai is still Basra Maisa. Rav Amar Chai is still Basra Machshava. We follow the Machshava. We follow what you had in mind. And you only had in mind to go fishing. You tried to be Machshava Shabbos. Just happened to be. You maybe ended up in your net. That was unintentional. Said the words are Ruah. Usually it has been like Rava again from Yosef, but since here the Gemara says the marriage should follow like Rava, or Rava's on the other side, you follow Rav Yosef and Rava together against Rava, but it is the same Machlokes. Well, the same Machlokes, it's got to be a Ma'aseh versus the Machshava side. That's point number one. There is, however, a second Nikuda to pull out of the words of Rava, which would have convinced me that we don't hold up this second possibility. I have learned my Mashmina, which we'll get to, which I kind of alluded to earlier on. The words that Ruah also gives a Nafkamina. He says, what am I Nafkamina being Rav or Rav? Is there any halakha between Rav Yosef and Rav? Is there any difference? The words that Ruah said, Vahashna, Rav Yosef, Mudr Lishbuch, my Malgabe Karpa, Shein, and Zeruah, Ulurav, us. This is a great Nafkamina. Let's say, in the case of Mashka, what's Mashka? You pour water on top of grass with seed nearby. According to Rav, it's Hamisha, according to Yosef, it's Zriya. If there be no seeds in the ground, then what? There's no way it's Zriya. What is Rav? Well, it's still Choresh. Rav Yosef said it's Mutter. You can't make the argument that, you know, they both agree that, in other words, the Machlokes is clearly
about how to define what the malacha is. It could be ma'aseh versus machshava, as we see from later on. But it cannot be that everyone agrees legabe hilcha Shabbos and the machlokas is about the nature of hasra. We'll see in a second if anyone really holds that. Remember, when I opened up the question, I said, my maslina may. How do we understand that? And the first thing we said is it could be it's just a code word, it's a simon for a malach. And that's how Rashi and Tosfos and the words are ruled. We'll see in Mamsh, like a minute or two, there's another one of the Mepharshim who seems to take a different shot, which is that the question is not about the nature of Shabbos, but rather about how you give Hasra for an act that could fall under two categories, let's just say. That's not how the words are learned. The words of Rukh believe there's clearly a machlokis legabe Shabbos because there's an afghanino legabe Shabbos. I'm not sure if it's going to hold it as an afghanino, we'll see it again. Is that point clear? Yeah, you hear that point? That was second point. There's 2 points of the words of Rukh. Oh, and you hear both of them or not? Yeah? Quickly.
That second half of it, I think.
What?
You understand?
Slow down. According to who? According to Rav Yosef. Again, if you pour water into dirt with no seed in there, Rav Yosef says you should be over Kodesh because you are being harassed by the karka. According to Rava, you're not over Harisha because this is not a Kula of Harisha, and that's the point I wanted to make. And more than that, it's not a Kula of Zariah because there's no seed in there, so it's totally mutter. Well, clearly your machshava. What do you mean? You want to say that in other words? Don't you see that in his machshava? Well, no. It could be. You're saying the words are words except stronger than those. Well, it's got to be similar in the sense that otherwise it can't link up Rava and Rava, but it can be one step more than Toshis, because Toshis would have allowed Rabbi Yosef to say, well, really there is a... I'll sharpen it. You're right. The word Zeru is more than Toshis. The word Zeru doesn't just look like that. According to Toshis, what's Rabbi Yosef hold? We follow Zoraya. Why? Because it's the Machshava. I wouldn't know from there, but Kurt, are we following this individual person's Machshava? Or all people's Machshava? Is it a subjective or objective Machshava? From Tosfos, you wouldn't necessarily know. From Tosfos, you could have imagined one saying, look, this particular guy has a Machshava to Zoraya. Or one could say, according to Tosfos, according to Yosef, most people, when they want the thing, it's a machshava for Zeriah. According to the words of Ruah, not only do you see it's a machshava, not only do you see that, but you see more than that, that Rabbi Yosef follows objective, in other words, it's not just that we look at each person individual's machshava, but it's the machshava of the classic way of doing it, it's an objective machshava, it's a machshava of the activity, of the She just read it. Yeah. In other words, when I read Tosfos said of Shat and Rabbi Yosef, which is we follow the Machshava. Now, do we follow the Machshava of all people, or the standard way, or do we follow your individual Machshava? Meaning, if you are pouring water onto dirt with a seed in it, is it because you want it to be Zoraya, or because that's what people would do when they want it to be Zoraya? The difference would be if there's no seed in there, since most people, when they pour water on the dirt, are doing it for three purposes, even though you're not, still, now, Tosfos, you wouldn't know what it is. According to the words of Ruah, it's crystal clear. Okay. What? Yeah. Okay, so we spoke about Rashi, we spoke about Tosfos, the words of Ruah. I'm talking about the Ritzvah, the front of the Rid, and the Rebbeinu Hanan, and that will have a handful of the Rishonim. The Mishnah tomorrow, we'll figure out what we still didn't discuss yet. According to Rashi, we didn't discuss what the Machlokes is allowed to verse Rabbi Yosef. According to Tosfos, the words of Ruah, we've alluded to it, and we didn't discuss Taritma of Yad Rishonim. This will really hopefully open up the still get in a little bit, and then hopefully after that we'll talk about it, and that'll have to be tomorrow. We'll say. Okay. The Ritzah has a longer piece, the one big point where he addressed it. She said, if we're Hamanach Ish Amr, he had to hear some rather than put those shapes in the lava. Kavafidi did the staff of one. Perish Mar, that's right, Perish. Mar was the Basel Hashtag, Mar was the Basel Basel. Said the Ritzah, what's behind this map? Well, because it's a Shaila of where we go, Basel Hashtag, Basel Basel. Is it Basar Hashta or Basar Bain? Basar. I don't know why the base is there. I can imagine Basar soap. I'm not sure if there's something to it, but okay. What does the Ritzvah mean by that? Basar Hashta versus Basar Basar. What does that mean? Right. Seemingly right now, what you're doing, the raw, okay. I'm gonna return to what you said in 2 seconds. What Rishon does this sound like, by the way, at first glance? Tosfos. Why does it sound like Tosfos? Because you know what Maisa may be very similar to? Hashta. And you know what Machshava may be? So, one could argue that really the Ritva falls under this camp, but Tosfos says, well, maybe the Ritz was the exact same thing as Tosfos. What does Basar Hashta mean? The Maisa. What does Basar Basok mean? The Machshava. Why doesn't he use the word Maisa and Machshava? I don't know. In other words, sometimes people express the exact same idea with slightly different phraseology because not everyone's the exact same. If you'd be chasming the Shir or someone else be chasming the Shir, you'd get across the same idea, but someone would use different just English language. The variety of English language allows people to say different phraseology, but you're looking at the same thing. It's called paraphrasing. It's synonymous for each other. However, it could be the Ritz really has something else in mind. It could be the Ritz is not the same as Tosfos. And I'm open to this passage in Ritz, which is why I made that more clear. It could be the Ritz really means the same as Tosfos, or it could be the Ritz has something else in mind. Again, the Machlokes is going to be about the nature of Shabbos, not about the nature of Hasra or something like that. The Machlokes is not about Maisa or Machshava, rather something else. What else could those words mean by Hashta versus Basel? And by the way, if you look at the footnote, 147, you know what he says? It says, Re'e Tosfos de Machlokes Kamarafi. It's very unusual for the footnote to say, take a look. Usually it says, is it the same as Tosfos or it's against Tosfos? Let me just take a look there. You want to know why? I think he's the suspect as well. I wasn't sure quite well on the risk, but I think the second way is a little better, but I think he himself didn't want to get into trouble, wanted to leave it ambiguous enough that he could have me called up on the phone and say, hey, you said Tosfos like the risk, but not true. The email, no matter what. There are good footnotes in here in Moynihan, by the way. Now the footnotes are as good as this guy. And I'll tell you what it is. So he's good, this footnote guy. Each mitzvah is different people. This is a guy named. I don't know. Maybe it's in the front of the book? I don't know. Did he write all? What? Now, you know if Shabbat wrote the footnotes in Tosfos Rush in Vida. Svi Hirschman. I don't know who he is. Probably Big Man Chochem. He puts in all sorts of great ideas. He writes Shiurim at the bottom, not just down to the written. In any case, I wasn't from Shabbat on that one. I never wrote Tosfos Rush that carefully in Vida. Seen here and there from Apple. I didn't know. I didn't look for Shabbat in his footnotes. No, I need to look. So you guys can see how many more of the first thing or that. Anyhow. Okay. The other way to go is maybe the Ritva has something else in mind. Basar Hashta versus Basar Baso. And maybe when we look at a malacha, there are two ways of looking at a malacha. If you took a picture of it with a snapshot, you know, with what was it called? The one specific picture of it right this second, you would think one thing, but if you took a video of it, you may think something else. Now, my phone, I have a switch. I can go take a look at the snapshot and go to the video. But depending on which way I chose to become a Shabbos would reflect differently the way the guy put in the Menachish in the water.
Why?
If you look at a guy putting water on land, putting water on a rock, what does that look like if you took a picture of a guy putting water on a rock or being Menachish, you know, messing around with the pulling out the dirt, pulling out the plants, pulling out the weeds in order to have better soil. What does that look like if you take a snapshot, plus or hashta? It looks like chodesh. But if you take a longer video, and the video lasts for 3 weeks long, and all of a sudden you see sprouting new plants sprouting up and growing, well, you would know that what? Yeah. And it's good thing we look at the larger picture opposed to what? Yeah. If that's what it means, it means like a small, narrow picture versus the larger picture, that could be what the Rizba has in mind. Well, I would open up a third path with what the Rizba means, somewhere in between, which is like the words I would want. And therefore, I've opened up three paths with the Rizba means. Either the exact same with some of the first Nachshava, or the words are Ruah version of it, which is take a look at what this guy, what he's actually doing versus what he, most people would have in mind, which could be worse than the or could just be, how do we define the Maisa? The Maisa thing, if we look at the narrow, small perspective of Maisa or the larger picture of Maisa, that could be the Machlokas Rabbah of Yosef as well. And therefore, even though, like I said, we're going to discuss the Lumbus, in the words of Ruah, the Mitzvah, and Moses, we discuss it more than the Rashi, we'll review it again tomorrow, that takes us to the Rishon. Questions, comments, or thoughts, or I want to go to the words of Ruah, I'm sorry, to the Tosfos Rid and to the Beit Elchanan. Yeah? It's the same as the words of Ruah. Basically, it's Maisa versus, in other words, we have two ways of learning Tosfos. Subjective and objective, those are the two ways of learning. And if the Ritz is like Tosfos, so is it subjective or objective? Wouldn't know. Like the words of Ruah, or the other way we can learn Tosfos, or is it just something else? You hear? Okay. Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid is found in a little bit of a funny place. I don't know why he put his Divrei Hamas where he did put it, but it's not Bechitei B'Kol Hei Medika Tarki Lo Mechayet Alechata. Arabaye. I forgot to mention the point about Arabaye. I'm not sure. Okay. Tosfos Rid is commenting on Abaye, where Abaye said there were really two parts to Abaye. The first part was Rabba, why don't you be like Yosef? And Yosef, why don't you be like Rabba? And Mechitema, you'll tell me that what? You can only be Mechayev once. Mechitema call him Ikatarti, lo Mechayev Alachada. Well, I'll prove to you from Rav Kahana differently. So I'm giving that to Mechitema. I don't know why he puts it there. He says, Hilkach le'etem Allah, Hashadomi Yoter, Nosta Nosta. You give the one that is more Dome. Umishum hachi, pligi sheze omer lechoresh dome yoter mizeh, vizeh omer lezoreya dome yoter. What does the Tosfos Rid have in mind? Is that it? Yeah, what is that again? Hold on, because of it. I apologize. Is that it? Unless you have something to say. I apologize. Okay, I'm going to get back to it in a second. I jumped the gun. We'll get back to it in a minute. Take a look at the Beit Elchanan. Sorry about that. Let's look at the Beit Elchanan. Itmar. Who wants to read? Give me a guy. Okay? Go for it. You don't have a what? Rabbi Elchanan, it's inside the page. I don't know, it's Itmar. I have it at the third line down, first line of the line, but I have an old one. If you have a new shvich, I don't know where it is. Hirosh HaKhata? Yeah, exactly. Itmar, go ahead. I'm Menachesh. What is Menachesh? Hirosh
HaKhata,
Beis HaZeroy. Yeah, stop it there. How does he define Chofer, Menachesh, by the way? You are Chofer Beis HaZeroy. Not sure exactly what that means. You are digging up the house, I assume, a house of seeds. I assume it means the bottom where the seeds really are. Is that the exact same as Rashi or slightly different? I'm not even sure myself. It could be this is a little different than what Rashi had in mind. Rashi had said, fake Rashi, Rashi said, Tolesh asavim ra'im mitochatovim. You're pulling out the grass. Sounds like maybe the Ritochel, you're going a little deeper. I don't know if there's anything substantive to that or just to the. I don't know if they're different, but if there are different, I don't know if there's anything substantive to it. But it's worthwhile to know that he defined it with different words than Rashi. May have meant something else. I don't know. Requires more thought. Right. Vahamimashich, yeah. Good. What? Mishamai Matrinam Bay? Good. Rabba Amar.
The
Reboy Ara. Good. Rabbi Yosef Amar. Good. Umakshi.
Umakshi Abaya Shunai. The Amaya Matrinam Bay. Mishim Khurish, the Mishim Dere. The Hadamia, the Hadamia, the Hadamia, the Namibam.
Good. The Chitema.
The Chitema is called Echo, the Echo Malafa, the Einstein.
Einstein, the Machabina. How do you see from Rav Kahana that what I'm Rav Kahana? Yeah. Any comments to make on the Beit Hanan? I thought there were two. One is a small one, yeah? Yeah, that I thought was a key one. Look at how he phrased the Bayis Kashu. Makshina Rabbi Litavadu. V'amai lo masrinan be'mishim choresh mishim zoreya. What is the Rabbeinu Hananel's understanding of Abaye's attack? You should give what? Two hasras. Amai lo masrinan. He adds in the word mahasra to Abaye's attack, and he says, give him two hasras. How apparently does the Rebbe Hananel understand what Rabbi Rabbi Yosef or Rishon is saying then? Correct. Seemingly, this is how Rebbe Hananel learns. Rebbe Hananel believes this machlokus is not a machlokus about machlokus of Kamisha versus Ria. It's not that one holds I define it based on Maisa or the Makshav or based both on different Maisas. Rather, it is Rabbi and Rav Yosef both agree that what? This act could fall under either category or both categories. And now the question is, how do you give Hasra? So Rabbi says one Hasra, Rav Yosef says the other Hasra. And if I is like, slow down, why don't you give Hasra or both?
And they would respond to cash, and you wouldn't.
And they respond cash. I don't know what they respond to. The Gemara doesn't know the response for them. One second. But the Chor from the Rebbe Hananel, the question is not about the question of Mai Masrina Bay, it's not just a sinning or what Malach is, but it's rather, that's really the Sibah, that's really what the question is. It's not a code word for something else. It's what the Gemara actually means. How do you give Hasra? Mai Masrina Bay is Gemara, those words are perfect. What Hasra do you give? And according to the Rebbe Hananel, the Machlokes is, what has Rav you give according to Rabbah and Rav Yosef? What do you give? What? You give one Hasra. Which Hasra? Rabbah says for Cholish. Rav Yosef says for Zobaya. And Abaye says, what do you give? Two Hatra'ot. I will have to analyze that last focus as well. The last thing he puts in is at the end. Instead of the word kashi, he says, Lufaruke, when Avshahi is being what? Go answer it yourselves. That's what it means, right? Lufaruke and Avshahi, go answer the question yourself. I don't know what that means. If you are not like the answer, but you are new the answer, you didn't want to tell it to you, or there's several answers, and where they want to get involved. I don't know what that means, Lufaruke and Avshahi. It's a funny phraseology. I don't know. I'm surprised when I tell you about it, but okay. And therefore we have Shifas Rashi, Shifas Kosu, the word Zaruah, who may or may not be like Kosu, the written, who may or may not be like either one of those guys, and the Rebbe Hananel, who is fundamentally different from all the other Rishonim. We're going to try our best to analyze the levels for Rabbi and Rav Yosef for this hopefully tomorrow. One second. Got it. According to the Rebbe Hananel, so far we've discussed Mai Matrina Bay, that was the first issue. We've discussed Machlokas Rabbah and Yosef, we've discussed that as well. Then we have this little lesson. Remember, it's about Amar Rava Kama Fiti De Misdava. That makes more sense to learn like me. Why? Ma Darko Shel Chorish Laripoy Ara. I got in Rabbi Ara, Rabbi Yosef is Kamasid Mistavra, Madarko Shal Zare, it's Luche Pira, Achinami, it's Luche Pira. I thought that Lashon may make more sense now at this stage of the Shir. Why? Who did we go with? Yeah, why? He takes it out, which is a little bit surprising, but I thought it worked very well with it. Because according to Ben Hanano, we're not saying, why do I hold this Harisha versus why do I hold this Ria, because why do I know what? It's Taka Boba. But it makes more sense to give the following Hatra, because this is how most people do the following thing. Or in other words, I thought, maybe, that, again, it surprised me a bit if Hanan picks it out, in a Hanan, but I thought maybe this Lashon of Kavasi Misabra, Kavasi Didi Misabra, Ma Darko Shal, it's the Darko Shal Zoraya. Most people associate Menachesh with Zoraya, so let's give them Zoraya Hasra. While other people associate Menachesh with Harisha, so let's give them the Harisha Hasra. But then that talks about Ramesh and how you define those as Shabbos, and then that talks about Hasra, and Hasra is about how people associate which Malach. And if I don't say no, you need both. One more from the Kuda, and I'll take another question, then we'll stop here. We'll have to. One more little good, I'll take another question, we'll take stock. Because we don't get lost, like, where are we, what has to get done for tomorrow? We'll review what has to get done for tomorrow, when we're holding up technical issues for Sunday. Like the wash, the stock, and that stuff, and that stuff. Okay. Yeah. We had spoken about Rav and Rav Yosef and how they disagree. We're going to have basically three or four major mahalakim how they disagree. Number one, we need to shot at Rashi, which I would imagine is big Rashi. Number two, is we focus on the word Arua. Three will be the Ritzvah. It could be those really all one category, depending on what I'm going to do right then. And last will be the Rebbe Hanan. Let's talk briefly about Abaye. Abaye, as you pointed out earlier on, basically makes two independent, two independent points in his fashion. So, I'm going to look at another over. I started looking at one. Sorry, I'm going to get my football, right? It's like real, okay, I'll make it. Make it quick. Now, you want to know what? We'll pick it for the bike tomorrow.